My guest was taken to heaven with an experience much like Paul. He could see spiritual warfare from heaven's perspective on earth. So, Mike Thompson, I can just visualize this. You're raised Baptist. You and your family have zero knowledge of the supernatural. And unbeknownst to you, your parents get filled with the Holy Spirit, and I've never heard this before, ambushed him. What happened?
Well, my wife and I had just recently married at that point, and so they invited us to their house, my parents did, to come over and have dinner with them on a Friday night. They didn't tell us that they were having their prayer group there. So we were ambushed, and it was nervous at first, but we warmed up to the people, and they asked us if they wanted to be, if we wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and my wife said, yes, I do. And so she was first, and then I followed her, and we received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, supernatural experience. That was our introduction to the spiritual realm. We'd been saved earlier, but we had no awareness, no situational understanding of what God was doing in us.
Well, that night, you got something you didn't bargain for. You had a visitor that you really Yes. didn't want.
That's true. We had received the Holy Spirit. That was the good side. The bad side is we went home that evening and we went to bed, and I was awakened in the middle of the night with this presence. It was a dark, fearful presence in the room, and I saw a demonic presence at the bottom of the bed, and it just was terrifying me at first. It came against my flesh. I wasn't aware of what was going on, but I knew enough that I just, it's kind of humorous, but in the air, I made a cross like this, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, and it left. But I knew, I became acutely aware at that moment, if I had not resisted that, a spirit of fear would have come in and would have stopped me in my journey in entering the supernatural realm.
I am so glad that the devil didn't talk you out of a legitimate experience that you had, because after the devil fled because of the cross, the supernatural opened up to Mike and his wife. What was happening that hadn't happened previously?
Well, suddenly we were starting to get impressions and to hear things on the inside of us that rose up, and we started moving the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We started praying for people, and people were being healed. I had an angelic visitation, or at least I saw one. I went to church at that point. We weren't in the ministry at that point. We were just beginning. Mm-hmm. And I watched an angel walk up behind the pastor and just stand there and spiritually just support him while he was preaching that sermon.
That had to, I'll use a term the teenagers use, that had to blow your mind to see this. I mean, this only happens in the Bible. It doesn't happen in real life.
Right. It did blow our minds literally, in the sense literal, meaning reshaped and changed our perception of everything. And it was just so dynamic and so powerful, Sid, because the supernatural, we realized that we were both spirit and natural beings, and that we could walk in both realms at the same time, that God would use us mightily.
The thing that intrigues me no end is I've read in the Bible about Paul the apostle being caught up to the third heaven. Well, Mike was caught up to the third heaven. But for starters, define the first, second, and third heaven.
My understanding and what I teach is that the first heaven is actually the physical universe, the stellar heavens, which I include the earth into. Mm-hmm. The second heaven, then, is the spiritual realm. It is the spiritual atmosphere that surrounds and coexists with the physical universe. That would be the place that spirits operate and function, demonic spirits, angels, human spirits, Holy Spirit, etc. And then the third heaven is actually the dwelling place of God. That's what we think of when we say heaven. Do we want to go to heaven? You know, the Bible declares that God is the creator of all of the strata in the heavens and that He lives in the highest of the heavens. So that's the third heaven realm, which, as you mentioned, the Apostle Paul referenced in 2 Corinthians 12.
Okay, you're at a prayer meeting and all of a sudden, did you leave your body? What happened?
You know, at first I was not completely aware of what was happening. You know, Paul even said, whether in the body or out of the body. And so I was in that prayer meeting and I sat down on the carpet, leaned against the wall, and I felt this lifting anointing, I called it, because of prior visions and experience and encounters. And it lifted me up. I went through the ceiling and then through the roof. And I was at nighttime looking down at all of the lights of the city. And my glance kind of went upwards and I saw all these reddish amber, dull lights. I knew there was the absence of the glory of God, so that they were demonic spirits that we were praying against for that city. Went right through those and I found myself standing in the throne room of heaven with Jesus on the throne.
Did it look like what you would have expected?
No, it didn't.
What did it look like?
What caught my attention at first was all of the sights and the sounds of heaven. There was a rainbow color, swirling mass of colors. They were deep, deeper than anything I'd witnessed on earth. Sounds of talking and music and things that I was unaccustomed to. There were angels that were standing around on both sides of the throne, because the throne was in front of me. There were a few beings behind the throne that I couldn't tell exactly what they were. I'd wondered if they were living creatures. I don't know.
Did it appear shadowy, or did everything appear as real as the two of us?
Oh, it was totally real, just like this.
Okay.
Yeah, the two of us. I was there. And the very first thing that I noticed, Sid, in heaven is an absence of all of the things that plague us on the earth as far as fear and condemnation, sense of failure, any of those negative emotions that we struggle with. They were all completely gone, and I felt complete love, acceptance, and value from the Lord Jesus Christ. And in my heart, I was saying, is this what it's like to be a new creation in Christ Jesus? Is this what you created us to be, Lord? It was amazing. And then the Lord turned me around, and He had me look in this portal down to the earth. And the second thing that I felt was a complete sense of boldness and authority. You know, the Lord spoke to me. Because as I was looking down to the earth, I saw that prayer meeting down below, the people that were praying.
Oh.
I saw those amber reddish demons that they were dealing with, the lower level ones, but up above was a larger dull green. And the Lord said, that's the general that's commanding them. Launch your warfare from here.
As a matter of fact, he used a term that you had never heard before. He said, I want you to go back to earth and teach on third heaven authority. So he's going to teach on something he's never heard before. How did you even get this information? You think it was downloaded into you supernaturally, or how did you get this?
It was a combination of all of those things, because when the Lord said, launch your warfare from here, it was because He spoke and I heard it come into my back and it kind of just echoed around inside of me. Then other words came and they flowed out of my mouth. And as I was looking at that demon, I heard myself binding its assignment, dislodging its assignment, breaking communication structures, all those kind of things. Angels were shooting down and hearkening unto the voice and the command and the authority. And when it was all over and He gave me that assignment about teach my people third heaven authority, it was to teach them a heavenly perspective. And the Lord specifically said that rather than from earth looking up with all of those fears and emotions and circumstances, to look down from above with the absence of those, understanding who is Jesus has created us to be.
What kind of insight did it give you when from that perspective of looking down on this general, demonic general, and these demons, these dull colored objects, and the prayers that were going on, that has to give you a handle on prayer like few humans have.
Well, it drastically increased my boldness, because at that particular point, I had some weaponry and I had some ammunition that I didn't precedingly have. And that was that we are high and lifted up. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And that we have the ability. I talked a little bit about perception, spiritual perceptions, that we are spirits and so forth when I got saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. But now I'm learning something about perspective. And that's what the Lord said. It's about perspective. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to come within us. And whether it is from an encounter where we're lifted up in heaven and looking down, or whether it's that heaven is in us, because, you know, the kingdom of God is in, among, and around us. We are extensions of heaven, and that the Holy Spirit can give us that perception below, but that it is, we are above the circumstances, and we command those circumstances, and we can see it from heaven's perspective.
All right, you're begging the question. Is this just some special, like happened to you and happened to Paul, or is this for everyone?
Oh, it's absolutely for everyone. He wouldn't have told me, teach my people third heaven authority, if it wasn't for everyone. And so it is. People can receive that right now. It will enhance their life. It'll give them the ability in the spiritual realm to hear the voice of God and to operate from heaven's perspective.
So you're teaching perspective is as important as, this is what I'm getting at, is as important as actually being caught up into the third heaven. Some will be caught up into the third heaven that sit under this teaching, but all will change their total perspective on spiritual warfare, on prayer, on every single aspect of the power that is available to us. I imagine you were really struck with seeing how much power there is in this spiritual prayers.
Oh, totally. In fact, in just, you know, being enveloped in that scenario and with all the power of God, it tremendously increased my faith. Before, I was a man of authority because of the scripture, mm-hmm. do the word. But all of a sudden, it was like natural. I've been there. I've done this. It's like, okay, demons have to flee. I don't even question. I don't even have to follow them.
So there's no doubt.
No doubt.
That's called faith.
Yes.
Faith is the absence of doubt. How would you like to be that? When we return, Mike will teach you how to walk in third heaven authority and release miracles, boldness, and victory in your life.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Mike Thompson's revelatory four-part audio CD teaching series, Third Heaven Authority, operating from God's vantage point and authority to destroy the enemy. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3788.
How would you like to live above those circumstances and have authority over those circumstances, praying right there from the throne room of heaven?
Through Third Heaven Authority, you will understand that the kingdom of heaven is inside you and all around you. Obtain the authority to command angels and demons and launch warfare against the enemy. Find out how to initiate encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn how to operate from two realms, that of heaven and of earth, simultaneously. Understand how to release four levels of authority from heaven's perspective. Find out how to yield to the Holy Spirit its ability to catch you away in the spirit with dreams, visions, encounters, flowing into God's anointings. Begin to walk in and release your God-given authority from heaven's perspective. Get ready to see salvations, healings, and miracles begin to occur everywhere around you. You can't get this series anywhere else.
You will learn how to pray from heaven, looking down on your circumstances, instead of from earth, looking up. You'll also learn how to live without negative emotions. like anxiety, fear, worry, depression.
There's a boldness. There's an expectancy. And I want all of the people to have that kind of expectancy and boldness and to realize who Jesus created them to be and what he has called them to do.
Don't miss out on getting Mike Thompson's revelatory four-part audio CD teaching series, Third Heaven Authority, operating from God's vantage point and authority to destroy the enemy. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3788. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 3788 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Mike, although these CDs are brand new that we're making available, you've been teaching this for many years now.
Yeah.
What kind of feedback do you get from people that have sat under the same teaching our people are going to get?
Oh, so many reports, testimonies from people all over the world who have experienced by it. A few things, like for instance, in a meeting one time, I was preaching. While I was preaching, a woman in the congregation listening to me talk about Third Heaven Authority was taken to heaven. And she saw a child that she had lost, had died early, and she had been grief-stricken for many years. And God, there in heaven, began touching her and healing her. Another one is that a woman in one of my meetings when I was teaching, about 2 weeks later, she called me and she said, "Mike, ever since I heard you teach on it, God has been doing something different with me. When I pray for people, when I lay hands on people, suddenly I'm just taken up above them and I'm looking down, not on this linear perspective, but from above." And she said, "The gifts are operating more fluently in my life now, and I'm having much more effectiveness in getting people delivered, healed. The power of God's flowing through my ministry. I'm seeing visions." It's for all of us.
For those that are viewing right now that are very anxious to get your teaching CDs, give us a couple starting tips of experiencing Third Heaven perspective.
Yes, I would say anybody can do it. That's very important because I don't want people to think they have to be like me or be caught into heaven itself to see it. Because like I said earlier, heaven is in us. So the starting point, number one, is that it's very important for people to become doers of the word. Just begin to operate in authority. You got to believe that you have the authority. Jesus has given it to you. And then start acting on the word and let the Holy Spirit flow through that. Signs, wonders, great things will happen if you just do it and pray. Number two, then, is that I would encourage them at that point to then develop, just stop and develop, because they're hearing me right now talk about this. There's something there they can grasp a hold of, and the anointing on that, where on the inside, they can begin to see themselves rise up above that situation, and an awareness from above and look down.
You know, to be able to be above your problems and be able to realize that you are seated in heavenly places by faith, and to realize that authority and power that you have, it's just a totally different perspective.
It is. Perception and perspective, the two words I've been using. Perception is spiritual perception, that we are spiritual beings, not just natural beings. Perspective is then in the spiritual realm that we are seated high above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, because we are in Jesus Christ. And so that otherly, heavenly perspective. So number three then is, after they've done the first two, is that at that point, while they're developing this awareness and they're growing through it, is allow the Holy Spirit to catch you away. Allow Him to take you into the spiritual realm. Allow Him to speak to you and give you that third heaven awareness. Some of them will go to heaven, but many will just receive this understanding. And so they begin to release and to pray and to operate from that position in the spiritual realm. That's a flow of anointing.
Now, Mike, I have had many guests that they see only smoke, like the visible glory of God. Many people are reporting this now, and you have been seeing this for a long time. But you teach and have seen something that I have never heard people teach on. You call it the rainbow glory.
What
is this?
Oh, for decades in my ministry, I'd seen just what you described, the glory, the Shekinah glory, the cloud in meetings and other places. Tremendous glory. But in 2010, when I went to heaven, I noticed the rainbow that was the glory. Remember in Ezekiel 1 and also in Revelation 4, those two prophets talked about the rainbow over the throne being the glory of God. And so that's what caught my attention. Then I began having visions where the Lord was taking me away and He was beginning to show that glory coming to the earth for this great majestic revival. Some people call it end time. I don't know. I just know that God's on the move and that we are going to experience the greatest numeric move of God that this planet has ever seen. And I have seen in visions that rainbow colors flowing. I've also seen it in actual meetings. I've seen it come in to the room. But in those visions, I've seen it empower people. And that rainbow glory would go and the evangelists would run through the fields and they'd run into the cities and proclaim Jesus. And I'd see the rainbow glory going. And then people who were just there, they'd just breathe. And the glory, it would go into their lungs. And people would be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and healed. And just this mass evangelism and the power of God. I believe it's connected with what my ministry at this point, that assignment of teaching Third Heaven Authority, because it's connected with the throne of God.
You know, we're coming in, as you teach and many of the prophets that have been on my show teach, we're coming into a new season in God in which the veil between heaven and earth is so thin. So if you can take this teaching, you can have a leg up, so to speak, over this new move of God's Spirit. It's going to be different than anything you've ever seen before. Mike, I want you to pray for our people. I'm not even going to tell you what to pray. You yield to the Holy Spirit and pray from the third heaven.
Right now, I want everybody that's watching to just stop for a minute. Do you feel the anointing of God? The anointing of God is not only here in this room, but this anointing is flowing. It's flowing out on the airways. It's flowing into your house. It's flowing into your body now. You can sense the Holy Spirit and Him breathing upon that within your being now. And I ask you to just yield to that. Yield to the Holy Spirit. There's something He's going to show you, perceptions, and He's going to show you perspectives. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask that there be a shift within your heart. There be a shift in the dynamic of the way that you are thinking and you perceive things as the Holy Spirit comes in and He lifts you up and He takes you into otherly places right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Release by the power of God into your life. I'm going to do that one more time. Release that into their lives, Lord God. Now receive it. Receive it. And you're on your way in a journey now with the Holy Spirit and supernatural things. It's for everyone. You are a supernatural creation. You are a third heaven creation operating third heaven revelation and functioning in third heaven authority. Believe it. Receive it. Do it. And let the Holy Spirit carry you into those places as part of your destiny and your walk with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.